Staging and design is a topic I'm often asked about, and today we're here with Peggy and Megan with Vane and Gable to talk more about that. Also, we'll be discussing the current market condition.
Welcome to the Troy Martinson Group Real Estate Podcast. Troy Martinson and the members of his group are licensed real estate agents in the state of Minnesota with the brokerage RE/MAX Results. They can be found online at sweethomeminnesota.com. Now, here is Troy Martinson.
Welcome to the show. We're here, as always, with Marshall Saunders. How you doing, Marshall?
I'm doing great, Troy.
Awesome. And Peggy and Megan with Vane and Gable, Home Staging and Style. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We're good. Thanks for having us, Troy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for being here on this 15 degree below zero day.
Speaking of that, does this weather play a big factor in people seeing homes and homes going on the market and a lot of people just stalled for the winter or what?
Yeah, I think in my experience, when it does get super cold out and, you know, you got 3 feet of snow, people are a little less likely to get out and look at homes. I've even got a lot of sellers that are just kind of waiting, doing a few things because it's hard to see a roof. It's hard to walk around and see a yard, all those things. But there are still places on the market and we are still selling houses.
So the market is still alive.
Market's alive, just not as robust, I would say, as it would be in May, June, July.
Now, I read a lot in the paper about lack of inventory. There are just not a lot of homes for sale right now, and so buyers are getting kind of frustrated in that whole multiple offer situation.
There's a lot of that going on, yeah. Inventory is low. Again, we're hoping, you know, end of March, beginning of April, things will kind of open up a little bit once it's a little more pleasant to be outside.
I wonder if it'll be a really competitive, really active spring market just because there's kind of some pent up activity that just isn't happening right now just because no one wants to brave 20 below to buy a home.
Right. And I think that's probably true. That will be the case. Hmm. Yeah. So it should be a pretty active spring.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, when we're moving into kind of talking about staging and decorating and kind of designing for homes for sale.
Sure.
Does that play a huge factor in how a home sells or how quickly a home sells?
In my opinion, it does make a huge difference if you have someone come through, help out with colors, maybe place some furniture, do some things in some rooms that might not normally, an owner might not normally do. Get a third set of eyes on a room or on some colors. Yeah, that makes a big deal. Peggy and Megan, right now, what are some trending colors in our grays and whites in right now? And is beige kind of still, that was kind of a big deal maybe 10 years ago. Is that still a big deal?
We are seeing still a lot of grays. That is still a very popular color choice for people.
Sure.
What we're steering people towards is really a warm gray.
Okay. And so like the grayish?
The grayish. Okay. That's a great descriptor. It's a gray that does have some warm, you know, browns in it.
Sure.
And the nice thing about those colors, too, is they look really pretty with different colors of woodwork. So if you have white woodwork, a warm gray makes your house feel a little cozier versus a stark gray. And if you have wood tones in your woodwork, the warm gray is going to blend better with that than a really cool gray would.
Sure. What's interesting is I just sold a house a couple of years ago that had a lot of beige in it. And we mixed some gray into that, some gray carpets and some different things. And I thought, this is not going to work. But then when I saw it was pretty interesting because it worked really well.
We definitely sometimes will see people that have that skepticism, like, I don't know about this
gray.
How are
you gonna get gray to go into this?
This is a really warm house. Gray doesn't work.
Yeah.
But that's where we really try to help them choose the right gray.
Sure.
Because some grays really will look bad. And if we can steer them towards the right one, it'll blend their, you know, maybe the older style or the 10, 15, 20-year-old house.
Sure.
But bring it to a more modern
look, sure.
Yeah. Especially if they have like a yellowy oak, you don't want to pull that yellow oak out of it. So finding that right gray will kind of blend it in and make it just feel modern and fresh.
Sure. Give it a little bit of a new look.
A new look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about the accent walls? Like kind of a neutral palette is where we like to see sellers kind of come in with. as far as maybe an accent wall or something to give it a little pop, what do you guys suggest for that?
Right. I mean,
does it kind of depend on the house and the room?
It depends on the house. Okay. I mean, typically our safe bet is just paint it all a neutral color.
But okay.
With some, in some cases, it just really helps to add some interest, especially if the house feels kind of bland.
Sure.
I guess be careful of like reds or those yellows or those really.
How about purple?
Purple. stay away from those.
Maybe not.
But we've really been seeing this like greens and blues that have a gray undertone to them.
Oh,
so that
sure.
kind of acts like a neutral. You know, reds will work with that. Royal blues. I mean, just different accessories would really kind of tie into that color.
Sure.
So just kind of being mindful of what accent wall you choose.
Yeah.
And then another thing that sometimes we'll suggest to people if they are handy, you know, maybe think of an accent wall, not just a paint color, but maybe there's some like a wood kind of accent. You could do either like a board and batten, mm-hmm. which is actually very simple to do. You don't have to be incredibly skilled to pull that off.
Sure. Just Pinterest it.
There's lots of info online. Of course, people know shiplap is a big deal. And that is really it is quite timeless, even though it's very trendy. It's a look that's always been there.
Sure.
It's just made a really big appearance now. But and you can do that horizontal or you can do that vertical.
Yeah, that's good.
And so that can be a really pretty way to add interest to a wall that it's still going to be neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't offend anyone or be, you know, so taste specific.
Yeah.
It'll just add like a little bit of an upgraded feel to a space.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
An architectural detail, you know, mm-hmm. even like just crown moldings, those were really in for a while and still are. You know, it adds that timeless character to a house.
Sure, sure. With a lot of these older homes going on the market, of course, kitchen and bathroom is where people want to put their time and energy.
Yeah.
On a limited budget, what's something I can do to an old kitchen or an old bathroom that's fairly inexpensive and easy to do?
Well, one thing that we would suggest to someone if they don't have the time to repaint cabinetry, you know, maybe installing countertops is a bigger job than they have time or
skill
but changing out the hardware on cabinets can be one way that really does update them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can kind of work with the style, but just update it.
Sure.
Changing the metal, the finish of the metal, the shape of the pole.
Because they get corroded over time and turn kind of gnarly and black. And,
right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So if those are fresh and the cabinets are really clean, that could be like a weekend simple thing.
Yeah.
You know, in a bathroom where you don't have as much cabinetry, that would be a great place to maybe take the time to just paint your vanity quickly over the weekend. That's really not a huge project.
Yeah,
it's not costly. You need to do it carefully, but it's not incredibly skilled. That probably would pay off for someone, particularly like in a master bathroom where that's really important to buyers to get that updated look.
Yeah, and then secondly, lighting. I mean, lighting can really just update a home really quickly, and there's a lot of great resources out there.
Fairly
sources,
inexpensive, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can find pretty cheap, nice looking light fixtures, like statement chandelier above your table, or some new pendants above, you know, even above the sink. That just adds some interest and updates that kitchen pretty quickly.
Yeah, you know, another thing. Speaking of light fixtures, I've seen people take those old brass type looking things and spray them with that spackle. Have you ever seen this?
Yeah.
It just like totally updates the.
It is amazing.
It's like a $5 deal, you know?
Totally. Yeah. So. And that's a great place to start at least. Give it a shot.
Right.
Try painting it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's enough to make it feel fresh. And lighting is, you know, you can just go totally over the top spending money on it. But we always direct people when we're helping them stage just to like the local big box stores that have good enough selection that it'll improve the look.
It'll update it enough.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do your choice of colors, do they depend on the room and the style of the home? Like, are there colors that don't necessarily go with a particular style? Whereas other colors are like, oh, yeah, this is, you know, whatever, gray or, you know, blue or, okay.
I think, it really depends on many factors, lighting, your woodwork.
Sure.
But also thinking about your target buyer.
Right.
I mean, if you're in a senior living type of
situation
I mean, those grays are going to feel cold and Just thinking about those target buyers. And then also, in some cases, like a historical home, you know, whites are not going to look probably great in a historical home when you have all these rich woodwork. So thinking about those historical colors. I mean, a lot of paint stores and have those a list of historical colors that you can look at to see what
That's interesting.
Kind of make it simple for
simple
you.
For you and kind of see what that time period of a house what works well with that.
Sure.
But in general, I mean, those gray, beige, they all work with both the majority of houses and people like that. They like that clean look.
Good.
Yeah. Let's talk staging for a second. Yeah. You know, if I'm selling my home, what do you look for when you're going through a house and seeing what they need to stage the home, whether you're adding your own furniture or using the person's, the seller's furniture that they own? What are you looking for? What are you trying to get out of that experience?
A good start is to start neutralizing the space, taking decluttering. I know that's a simple answer, but it really makes a big difference.
Sure.
Grouping things together to make a bigger impact.
Kind of clean the room out and start over.
Clean the room out and start over.
Yeah.
Yep.
We look a lot at furniture arrangement in a room. You know, some people have it because it's very functional for how they live. Everything faces the TV, for example.
Sure.
You know, when you're staging, that's not your highest priority to be able to see the TV. So we might switch it around in a way that really is pleasing to look at or maybe creates kind of a cozy conversational type arrangement.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even though the new owners might put it right back to the way the other people had it, it shows really well that way. Mm-hmm. We also look like on walls, you know, like a lot of people will put lots of small frames or small items, and we would probably tend to remove that, throw in a couple maybe
bigger type
items, right?
Exactly. Focal point type
things. Yep.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So kind of decluttering the walls too.
Is the old saying less is more? Does that kind of come in with staging?
I think so, yes. It's just like the safe bet. Less is more.
Yep.
Yeah.
We usually say that to people. When in doubt, just remove
just
it.
Remove
you know,
it.
If you're not sure, it probably can go. It probably won't be missed.
Sure. Right.
And I think that the biggest hurdle is convincing that homeowner that it's going to feel sparse and it's not how you're typically going to live, but it will photograph well. Buyers will be able to see the home for what it is and picture themselves in it.
Yeah, it's not your furniture that's bad.
Right.
We just need to make it look good for the photograph.
Exactly.
Right? Is that how you put it? What happens when you have a home that's totally vacant? Can you go in and supply all the furniture?
Yeah. Those are our favorites.
We bring stuff in for the homeowner or the realtor, and we love that because the furniture really helps people envision how they'd live in that home.
Sure.
Right.
Even for us who do this all the time, it can be hard to exactly picture what will fit in this room. Like, can I fit a table here or is that going to be too crowded? And we've really seen it work. For example, we did a home that was a really small home that you walked in and you just thought, I don't feel like this could even be a living room kitchen area. Like, I don't think it'll work.
Right.
And then we brought our things in. You know, we carefully chose things that would work there. And it was amazing how it felt like, oh, this is totally doable.
Right.
You know, I could live here.
Yeah.
Right.
So we think it really works.
It sounds like what you do is you add perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, an empty room, you come into it, it can either be too large and kind of lifeless and hollow or seem too small. Like, oh, I could never fit anything in here.
Yeah.
And you add some perspective so that they have a ratio of furniture to room.
That's a great
description.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because haven't you gone into a vacant home and thought, geez, this is kind of small, and then you get furniture in and you're like, this actually is pretty good.
Right. We've seen it work in homes that really the woodwork is very outdated.
Mm.
They might have
super dark or something.
Dark or you know, orangey, which is not popular now.
Sure.
They might have, for example, a tile around their fireplace that was very popular when it was built and is now not very appealing.
Right.
And putting this new furniture in and new accessories helps you see that, okay, that's not a deal breaker on the house. It can still look really pretty in here.
Sure.
In spite of these older features that don't meet what I would choose today.
Sure. You know, you can but if there's nothing in there, all of a sudden you focus on that tile and you're like, I can't deal with that.
Tile? Yeah. No.
Right?
Yeah. So we've seen it work for that too, which is really fun.
Yeah, that is.
So let's say I'm a seller and I have this big, huge, ugly piece of artwork. And maybe it's something that I created myself.
Oh, no.
And I'm really attached to. What kind of language do you use to kind of help me out of that ugly thing?
Oh, we have a great word for that. We call it taste specific.
Oh, that's very easy.
Yeah, so it's a gentle way of saying, this is a really great piece of art, but it's very taste specific.
Well, we have come across people who maybe have like a mom who's an artist. Mm. That's actually happened quite a few times.
Yes.
Right. Or, you know, so we've kind of in those cases said like, pick your favorite one. Maybe we'd steer them towards like, we think this one would look really good.
Right.
Keep that one. And pack up the other ones for your new home.
Sure. And complimenting them on it, too. Like, hey, this is a really great piece. We love it. You know, that makes them feel like they're part of this. And they're more likely to get on board with our recommendations than kind of put up a wall right away. Mm-hmm. So finding that special spot for that piece of art.
Well, thanks again, Peggy and Megan, for coming in. How can people get a hold of you if they do want to do some staging and do some stuff in their home?
We would love to connect. Probably the easiest way is our website.
Okay.
It is www.vaneandgable.com.
Just how it sounds?
Just how it sounds. Okay. Like a weather vane and a gable on a roof.
Awesome. Okay.
And through our website, there's a contact us button.
Okay.
So that's an easy way to kind of see some of our photos and some of our work and then get a hold of us too.
Yeah. Sure.
And we're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect.
I think our Instagram handle is vane.and.gable. And we have a lot of our portfolio on there and just kind of, you know, stories of what we've been up to. And so, yeah, it's a fun way to follow us.
See some of your work on there.
Kind of see us and our personality and who we are.
Thank you so much for coming in. It was a great show. Thanks for giving us a few pointers and some things on staging and in style in the home.
Thank you for having us. It was such a pleasure being here with you.
Absolutely.
This is really fun. Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
This has been the Troy Martinson Group Real Estate Podcast. Troy and his group are licensed real estate agents in the state of Minnesota with the brokerage RE/MAX Results. You can find them online at sweethomeminnesota.com. This show has been produced by Minnesota Podcasting, and they can be found online at mnpodcasting.com. The views expressed on this show are those of the individual participants and may not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of RE/MAX Results or Minnesota Podcasting.